Hi, you're listening to Rapid Recaps with Jesse. Normally on Wednesdays, starting in August, I'll be recapping HBO's Hard Knocks training camp with the Cincinnati Bengals, which should be a pretty interesting reality show. But since that doesn't kick off until August, I thought I'd get an early jump. And until that show's premiere is, I'll just go ahead and release some general recaps of action around the NFL this week. So let's start right off, since we were talking about the Cincinnati Bengals. Rumor has it that Chad Johnson, a.k.a. Chad Ochocinco, plans to tweet during games. Not a lot to say on this, except that it's typical Chad Johnson behavior. It's yet again another selfish move by a selfish player. I can just see this as a disaster on several fronts. Number one, when you're on the sidelines, your head should be in the game, not in, you know, sending at replies via Twitter to your fans. I mean, I understand wanting to engage with fans, but let us not pretend that this is Chad Johnson trying to, you know, reach out to people out of some altruistic sort of sentiment. He just wants to talk about himself all the time, up to and including during the game. And then as a panelist mentioned on Around the Horn that aired today, also, you know, during the game is not the time to be publicly writing down your sentiments about your team or the other team. That's just a public relations disaster waiting to happen. I just think it's a terrible idea from a pretty terrible player. great wide receiver, but not a good teammate, clearly. I hope that the Bengals lay down the law and tell him that that's not going to be acceptable behavior on the sidelines. In other news, unfortunately, they've confirmed that the Steve McNair killing was a murder-suicide. It's just a real tragedy. I don't really have a lot to say on who Steve McNair was or was not as a person. He, of course, had a wife and four children, but he was shot to death by what seems to be his 20-year-old lover. It's unfortunate. It happens to a lot of people don't end up in murder-suicides, but he's not the first or last man who's ever strayed, probably. But regardless of whatever happened off the field, he still seemed like a pretty great guy. He was a tremendous football player, and it's a real loss for the NFL. So that was real sad to see. And that's about all I have for this week. Rapid recaps, just kicking off this week. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed some of the shows we put out. I've done a Nurse Jackie recap and a Kathy Griffin recap, and now here's your NFL update for the week. So tomorrow I'll be releasing my first review of Burn Notice, so hopefully you folks will enjoy that as well. And that's all for today.